All right, so now we're going to turn to the attendee space, folks that are here to speak in favor of the legislation. If you could raise your hand and we'll bring you over. Okay, first will be Adam Nordell and then Sarah Woodbury. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here today. Both Adam and I have separate testimony, so I don't know if that's okay if we both go or how you want to deal with that.
I think do you both want to offer them for this bill?
Sort of for both, in support of both. Okay.
So what would work best is we can go ahead and do that and just make sure you introduce yourselves as you offer your testimony. Thank you.
My name is Johanna Davis. I am testifying in support of both LD 1875 and LD 1911. My husband and I have a certified organic farm in Unity. We have been pouring everything we have into our farm since 2014. We have a 3-year-old son who was born on the farm and loves it here. We just learned that our farm was spread with sludge, twice from the Portland Water District and twice by the Kennebec Sanitary Treatment District in the early 1990s. Alongside this information, we have learned that the water that we drink and use to irrigate our crops is over 400 times the state of Maine's safety threshold. Maine CDC has run blood serum models for me and my husband that show estimated PFAS levels somewhere around 250 times the level of the average American. What does this mean for our health? What does this mean for our child's health? Are we willing to keep putting future generations at risk? I think the answer should be no. Thank you.
Okay, Adam, you're next. And then we'll do questions for both Adam and Johanna together.
Thank you. Dear members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, my name is Adam Nordell. I live in Unity, where my wife Johanna and I run an organic vegetable and grain business. I testify today in favor of LD 1911 and LD 1875. Both bills are designed to close loopholes in the state's regulation of PFAS chemicals and prevent needless future contamination of Maine's precious water and agricultural resources. We cannot afford to risk the health of future generations of Mainers over a waste management expediency. My wife and I purchased our land in 2014 after farming on leased land for 5 years. We bought the land from another organic farmer who had recently been given a dire cancer diagnosis and needed to spend his last months with his children. We learned the quirks of the land, developed markets for specialty crops, and scaled up our production. In 2018, Johanna gave birth to our son, who lives immersed in the farm and drives tiny toy tractors through the dust in our greenhouse. We built upon the established infrastructure here and worked to improve the property. In 2021, we drilled a new irrigation well, built a wash pack shed, and a new 100-foot greenhouse. In normal times, our products are on the shelves in 5 retail stores, in the refrigerators and pantries of 100 CSA members, and in the homes of another 100 or so direct retail customers. We have an employee. The growth of our family and our business have been inextricably linked with this patch of ground. As Johanna mentioned, we recently learned that our land was sludge applied in the early 1990s. This information terrified us. We hired a private soil scientist to test our well water, soil, and our vegetable plant tissue for the PFAS chemicals. As Johanna mentioned, all 3 samples came back positive for a combination of the 6 PFAS chemicals regulated by the state of Maine. A localized soil sample read nearly 100 times over the state screening standard. There are no safety thresholds for PFAS in vegetables. We are working with MAFCA, with DACF, with DEP, and Maine CDC to run additional tests on our water, soil, and farm products. We've suspended all our sales while we wait for the results. We struggle to see a path forward for our farmland, our business, for our family. Unfortunately, we are not alone. There are going to be more farms and more rural Maine residents affected by this. Based on our experience with historic PFAS contamination through land-based spreading of sludge, we urge you to support both LD 1911 and LD 1875. No one can undo the historic contamination of our land, but we know enough now to turn off the tap. Thank you.
Thank you both for your testimony. Are there any questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Bloom.
Yes, hello. Thank you for being here, two of you. I have you been offered or have you found out of any remediation for your contamination that may be available?
Only in the DEP is in the process of, we're on the list at least to receive a water filtration service for our home, for our home water.
But nothing about remediation of the contamination in the soils?
No.
What we're hearing from state agencies, as well as from MOFCA, is that the only scalable remediation is soil removal, which is, that seems impossible on a farm scale and not a realistic option.
So filtration is the only answer that you have at this point?
That's right.
Thank you.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you both for sharing your very horrible story with us. It really puts a reality to the issue for me, and I'm sure for others. Have you looked at any possibility of recovering some of your losses here through litigation? Is that viable? Or how are you dealing with that kind of liability overhang?
Yes, we sort of are in the beginning stages of talking with some lawyers. It's been a lot. Suddenly, all of this information and learning and talking with all these different departments and whatnot.
We only got our test results on December 23rd.
Yeah, so it's been very quick.
Christmas.
We're at the beginning stages, but definitely thinking that way, some kind of litigation.
Thank you.
Representative Gramlich.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you both for being here. And I echo Senator Bennett's remarks in terms of what you all have to deal with. You indicated that you got your test results just this past December 23rd. I'm curious what prompted you to have the test, and when did you initially have it? How long did it take for you to get your results back?
So we learned from one of our customers, who is a registered Maine guide, and received the letter from Inland Fisheries and Wildlife about landfilling venison. As a registered guide, she got curious about her business and started looking into the publicly available information on the DEP website, found the ArcGIS site. On the ArcGIS site, found a pin two pins actually representing sludge application licenses.
Near us, not the pin wasn't exactly on our land, but it was near enough us that she alerted us to look into it. But we had not been contacted by the DEP, so we had to hire a private company in order to get tests or samples taken and tested. And that process was 15 business days from when it was sampled to the test results.
Thank you. And did you find that when you went to the DEP website relative to PFAS and testing and all of this information associated with this toxic chemical, did you find the information on the DEP website helpful, adequate, informative to meet what you were kind of looking for in terms of what you had heard from the Maine guide and getting tested?
I would say none of the available information anywhere is adequate for what we're facing and for what Maine is facing.
Thank you very much.
Representative Ziegler.
Yes, and thank you both for coming today. And I want the panel to know that they make an excellent product, and you can make some wonderful, wonderful food from what they've raised on their farm. My question is to what Senator Bennett said in regards to litigation and being proactive for it. Have you seen any class action possibilities for litigation of other farmers that you would join?
Not of other farmers at this point. I think we have the distinction of being the first vegetable farm to be in touch with the DACF about this issue. We're not going to be the last. Since contacting them, we know several farms in our area who have received letters from the DEP or who are waiting for test results. But we're just a little bit ahead in terms of our knowledge. You know, I know that there are some class action lawsuits in Fairfield for sort of household, you know, residents, but nothing from farms at this point that I'm aware of.
I have a couple of questions for both of you. I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you. I'm wondering geographically how close you are to Hawk Ridge, the Casella composting facility, geographically.
I don't know specifically. I would say probably definitely under 10 miles, but.
We're in Southern Unity near Freedom Village. Okay. And the Hawk Ridge facility is in, I guess, in Unity Township. So northwest of us, a good ways.
And have your neighbors started to test their domestic drinking wells?
We notified them when we got our well results back because nobody had. And as far as I know, I don't know, I guess, at this point. At that point, we were the first people telling all of our neighbors. I don't know if anybody's received any information from the DEP at this point.
Yeah, I know that one of our neighbors had varying levels of familiarity with the issue and varying levels of concern. Certainly one of our neighbors who has two young children requested testing from DEP and is in line for that process. The last we spoke to DEP, it sounded like they were developing an action plan for this site proximate to the two applications, the two licenses.
But hadn't done anything yet.
That was a week ago. They, since getting our private tests done and informing DACF and DEP of our results, we're in the system. DEP has been back to take follow-up well water tests to see what other particulate matter will be captured in the filter and what sort of filtration system we need. DACF has been out to collect additional soil samples in two other greenhouses on site and to collect product samples, everything available this time of year that represents our produce and grain business. And at that point, I guess that was a week ago that both agencies were out. And at that point, they hadn't reached out there. They were developing the action plan to contact other residents, but hadn't yet.
Representative Boyle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you for the two of you for your testimony. I really mean that folks like you are the reason we on the other side of this screen, the legislators, are in the business that we're in. It's why we run for the legislature. And it's very meaningful that the two of you have come in front of this committee with your personal story. I have four grandchildren about the age of your son. So I know it means a lot to me. My question is, so thank you, Madam Chair. My question for you is if specific to LD 1875, let's say that this committee passes it and it goes all the way through and it becomes law. Can you describe for us how that will affect you both personally and your business?
I think we will be gratified to know that Maine is taking this problem seriously now, that here we are 30 years late on our land, But at this point, we're recognizing the historic damage that's been done across the state and is only beginning to emerge. There's going to be more information. There are going to be more farms. There are going to be more wells. We know that. And so it will mean a lot to know that we're taking the issue seriously and acting in a proactive way.
Any additional questions for Johanna and Adam? All right, not seeing any. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.